On this day, we celebrate the feast of two saints of importance, to some of us more than others, the feast of Pope Saint Silvarius, who was martyred in the island of Pontus by order of the Empress Theodosia. He died after many sufferings in the year 538. And of course, a lot of that involved power and pride on the part of the emperors who have moved by them to Constantinople and had tried to establish their own church and their own life, even though not quite yet. Nevertheless, it was moving in that direction. And this brought about many, many conflicts between Rome and Constantinople, between the East and the West. The other saint whose feast is today is not so well known, not in these parts. In fact, he's not well known anywhere. It is the feast of the confessor, Saint Hector. Now, in all the Spanish and Italian calendars, he is there, as he is in the rectory of my Italian calendar. I didn't look in the Spanish one, but nevertheless, he is there. And when I was a student in Rome, I got permission to go into the library of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. And we looked and we looked and we looked, and we found several blesseds who are named Hector, and of course they were named after this one, for you're supposed to be named after a saint if you're a Catholic. And the one I remember the most, other than my own patron saint, is one who was a nobleman and who was persecuted and was beheaded during the French Revolution. So he is certainly in the same group as we are, that we fight masonry and communism and all evil that caused so much suffering to France and to the whole world, and to the church in particular. And so today we celebrate these saints and we give thanks to God for these saints. May their praises be continuously glorified throughout the ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.